Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning, once again, to be in the house of God. And every time that we are here, we know you always have a word, a special blessing for us. And the entrance of your word always gives light. And today, as always, may the Lord bless his word, and may his name be glorified. Let the head that is bowed down be lifted up this morning. Let the hands that are hanging down be raised, and let the feeble knees receive strength. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, my message this morning, the slaying of a giant. Well, you know, the slaying, how do you slay a giant? The slaying of a giant. You know, that's why I said I preached on this message before. You heard me preach on, you know, the lion, the bear, and Goliath. One time I preached on that, you know. And so when the Lord, you know, gave me the message and said, well, yeah, I preached on that before, you know. And but he gave it to me a different way. So that's what we're going to do this morning. The slaying of a giant. Now, 1 Samuel, if you want to turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now, for you young kids and everybody in here, now this story that we are going to read this morning, this is the story of young David. Now, David, in this chapter, was probably a young teenager. You know, I don't believe that he could have been anything more than 17 years old or whatever. You know, he's a young man and so forth like that. You know, but, you know, some of you in Sunday school, you may have heard this story. Some of you have read it and so forth like that. David, you know, went up against Goliath and all that. But we're going to bring out a different viewpoint this morning. So, in this story, I'll just paraphrase it a little bit. I don't want to read. You can read the whole chapter on your own. It's very interesting reading. You know, but in this story, David, you know, before David came into the picture, the Philistines had, you know, gone into battle against the Israelites. You know, and there was this man called Goliath, and he was kind of like the captain of the Philistine army, and he was huge. You know, Saul himself was huge. In fact, the Bible said that Saul himself, you know, was, you know, shoulders above everybody in Israel. I mean, Saul was tall. He was taller than just about everybody. But this guy, Goliath, he made Saul look like a dwarf, you know. And, you know, so he terrorized Israel every day. And he said, look, there's no need for all of us to fight, you know. I'm going to represent my army. Why don't you give me, you know, some champion that represents your side? Let two of us, you know, have a, you know, duel. And whoever wins, you know, wins the victory for their side. You know, we don't need everybody fighting and so forth like that. He was able to do that because he was big and everybody was afraid of him, you know, and so forth like that. So David, one day his father sent him, you know, all his brothers that were older than him, because he was the youngest in there, were in the army, and they were out there and so forth, and everybody was out there. And David was minding the sheep. So one day his father sent him, so why don't you go see how your brethren are doing, you know, and find out from them, and then bring me word again and so forth, you know. So David went up, you know, to where they were camped and so forth. And as soon as he got there, you know, he heard, you know, the threatenings of this man, Goliath. So that's the background to the story and so forth. So let me read a few of these verses to you now that you've seen the background. I start at verse 26. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? And who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of a living God? Now, this man, every day he came there, you know, every time he came there, he just said to them, look at verse 10, here's what he said to them, I defy the armies of Israel this day, give me a man that we may fight together, you know. And Saul and all Israel, when they heard these words, they were dismayed, you know, he just terrorized them every day. But the Lord is fixing to send a David. And this morning, the Lord's going to send a David against that Goliath in your life. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's what he sent me here to do this morning. I don't say these things. You know, I'm not, you know, just jump up and say, Lord said this, Lord said that. But if he told me, I'll say it, you know, and he told me, you know, I want to go up against Goliath this morning. Amen. I must slay some giants here this morning. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. That's right. You know, God bring down some giants. Amen. You know, because we got the power. Now, the way to approach this is the way that David, he approached it. Now, David, you know, the Philistine, notice what he said. I defy the armies of Israel this day. That's what the Philistine said. So every day, you know, the giant, he terrorized the people. And he said, I defy all of you. But David, when he came there, you know, all of them were looking at this thing in the natural. See, because he said, I defy the armies of Israel. But David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy, not the armies of Israel, but the armies of the living God? See, now David, he knew the difference. See, and he said, wow, you know, and so his brothers told him, he said, we know your pride. You're out here just to come and see what's going on. Why are you not minding the sheep anymore? He said, hey, you know, and then they told him, now, you know, what's your business here and so forth like that? Why are you doing all of this? He said, hey, look, isn't there a just reason? I mean, why is everybody afraid? You know, why is this man just terrorizing and nobody can put up the challenge? Well, I tell you, young people, David had put up a challenge against the lion, and he put up a challenge against the bear. And so he was ready for Goliath. How many of you say amen? Amen? Now, if you don't have a testimony, if you don't, you know, you don't go up in your youth against some of these bears and these lions and these Goliaths and so forth like that, by the time you are older, you probably won't be able to face any challenges either. So I want to challenge all the young people, you know, you go up in the name of the Lord against anything that comes against you, and you will win the victory. Praise the Lord. You don't back down. You don't back down from the devil. We have the victory in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Now, anyway, David, he said to them, what are you going to do to the man who gives the victory? And they said this, and they said that, and so forth like that. So he went before the king. You know the story. And the king, he tried to put his armor on him and so forth. And I said, you know, you don't even have any experience. How are you going to do this? So he told him his testimony. You know, I've done this in the, when I was watching the sheep and so forth like that. You know, I didn't back down from the lion. I didn't back down from the bear. You know, they came up against my sheep. I took him by the beard and I slew him. You know, I'm going to deal with this Philistine. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. I'm going to bring out something this morning. Now, why do you think that David was so confident that the Lord was going to do this for him? Well, I tell you what. All those sessions of praise, all those times that David wrote those psalms and he was in the presence of the Lord. Now, when you begin to praise the Lord, the Holy Ghost, he swells up in you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh yes, and that's when he gives you the victory. That's how David, he knew all of these things. Because most of the time he was, and I've always, you heard me say it, right here on this pulpit, that nobody spoke more about salvation than that David in the Bible. And that's even in the Old Testament. He spoke about David being my defense. He spoke, I mean, the Lord being my defense, the Lord being my high tower, the Lord is my salvation, he's become my song, and all of these things. The Lord is my fortress, and my deliverer, and my, you know, all of these things. David spoke about those things. How did he know all of that? Well, most of the time, he was by the brook. You know, and he would, you know, be playing those instruments, and the Holy Ghost would come upon him, like, you know, and he began to dance, and begin to praise the Lord, and the Holy Ghost began to empower his spirit, you know, to go up against the lion, the bear, and all of these things. So by the time he came up against Goliath, he already had his testimony, see. So, anyway, he did that, and he told them, and they, you know, they gave him his armor and so forth like that, and he tried to go, and he couldn't, you know, use the armor, so he took it off. So he took off the Saul's armor that he gave him, and he went to the brook and selected 5 stones, see. Yeah, you heard me preach this before. I said it one time. I said, David went back to the place where he was comfortable, see. Now, see, he wasn't comfortable with the armor and all of that. But he remembered, see, how it used to be, you know, when he was in the wilderness and so forth. So he went back to the thing that worked for him in the past. So he's going to use that again. But, you know, so that's the background of the story. And the rest of it is that I'm going to read the rest of it here before I preach the full part of this message. The rest of it is that David, he went up against this Goliath in verse 45. And David said unto him, you know, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts. the God of the armies of Israel whom you have defied. Now, there may be some giants in your life today that from chronic problems and so forth, situations that you have not been able to overcome and perhaps terrorize you and so forth, put the fear in you and all that. Well, we're going to bring down some giants this morning. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And sometimes God will send a David. Well, what is David versus Goliath? What does it really mean? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 27. What does it mean for God, you know, send a David against a Goliath? Yeah. Here's what it means. I'm going to read it to you here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things, like little David, of the world to confound the things which are mighty, like Goliath. And the base things of the world, like some little stones from the brooks, which are despised, which has God chosen, and things which are not, he has chosen to bring down, you know, those things which are. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. God does not need strength to go up against strength. He even uses weakness to go up against the mighty. He takes the small and the weak things. You know, one time Gideon, he had 32,000 people and so forth. And they were, the host was just huge in numbers. And they thought they were going to accomplish it by the numbers. God said, there's too many. It's a mixed bunch. Send them home. There's too much unbelief in there. You know, send them home. And at the end, God finally had only 300 people that he could use. And he was quite happy with that. See, you heard this saying before, you know, that one with God is a majority. Praise God. Hallelujah. God doesn't need 32,000 of unbelief. You know, he'd rather have 300 that know what they're doing with the Lord. See, and it doesn't matter. God doesn't need, you know, he said, safety is of the Lord. The race is not to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, but it is of the Lord that gives the victory. And David, he knew that more than anybody else in that Bible. He said, blessed be the Lord my God that teacheth my hands to fight and my fingers to war. And he's made me to run through troops. Hallelujah. And leap over walls. David knew that, you know, so he knew those things. And so God will use simple things and so forth, you know, who has despised the day of small things. Today, the very message, this simple message that I'm bringing this morning, I'm not going to speak for very long, but then I'm going to pray. You know, this simple message that I'm bringing this morning, God is going to use it to bring down some giants. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now, when God gives you some promises in your life, see, like he gave Israel the promise of the promised land. And he told them, you know, it was going to be a land full of milk and honey and, you know, flowing, you know, and so forth like that. You know, and finally, you know, when they were approaching the land after coming out of Egypt, Moses, you know, God told him to send some people to go spy out the land and so forth. So he sent some people to go spy out the land. Now, when God gives you promise, and there are challenges and giants along the way, and what are you going to see? And we're going to find out here in Numbers chapter 14. Turn with me to Numbers chapter 14. And I'm going to read verses 6 to 9 of Numbers 14. But before I do Numbers 14, let me read Numbers 13 and give you a background for this. In Numbers 13, here's what the Lord, you know, said, I mean, to Moses and so forth, you know, what he needed to do. Numbers 13 and verses 1 and 2. And the Lord spake to Moses, saying, send out men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I gave unto the children of Israel. See, the Lord already gave it, but they haven't possessed the land yet. See? And he told them, send a man from every tribe and so forth, send a man in there. So we see that. And then verses 25 to 26 of Numbers 13, Moses sent them out. And these people returned. And they returned from searching the land after 40 days. It took them 40 days. You know, they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of Israel, and they brought a report. So they brought a report of what happened. Now, verse 28. Now, they began to say what they saw in the land. You know, they said, nevertheless, the people, you know, that dwell in the land and so forth, they are, you know, with cities that are walled, they are very great. And we saw the children of Anak there. And they said all the things that they saw. They even said that, you know, the land, you know, the people are mighty, and the land, you know, devours the people. They're like grasshoppers and so forth. So they said all these things, you know, they brought an evil report. But look at what Caleb in verse 30 of Numbers 13 said. And Caleb, he stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Now, that God is always going to have a Caleb. Amen? I don't care if the whole world doesn't believe, God's going to have somebody that's going to believe. You know, he will never leave himself without a witness. God will have that Caleb because he gave the promise, and Caleb is going to believe it. And he said, but the men that went up with him, they said, we are not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we. You know, now notice, there's a Caleb on one side, and there's all the other people on the other side. You know, that's Caleb and Joshua, you know, believed the Lord, and they knew they could do it. And then all the others didn't believe. And they brought an evil report, verse 32, of the land which they had searched. They brought that evil report to the children of Israel and said, the land which we went through to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. Now notice the things they said. They said, the land eats up the inhabitants and all the people. See, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. See, now they, even by their unbelief, notice that, because of their unbelief, they contradict even themselves. See, they said the land is eating up the people. And at the same time, the people are giants. I mean, if the land is eating up the people, you know, the people would look like dwarfs. They'd be diminished. They would not be even big. But they said the people are big stature, and yet the land is eating up the people. Their unbelief had blinded them and consumed them till they were running around in circles, and they would not believe the promise of God. Now, when God gives you promise, you can either see the promised land flowing with milk and honey, or you can see the giants, and you can see the land that is swallowing up the inhabitants thereof. Now, you can come, you know, you can come in from, you know, maybe you come in from a far country, maybe some people come in from Africa and so forth, or coming from Mexico or wherever into this country, you know, and then you can see the, you know, you can see all of the challenges that the land poses, or you can see the promise of God. It's up to you. See, you can say, well, the land is this and so forth like that. We will never make it. I will never be able to do anything in this land, you know, because the land is going to consume me and so forth. There are too many restrictions and so forth. Or you can see the promise of God. See, the promise of God, you know, is there, so you can choose which one you want to see and so forth. You know, now, Numbers chapter 14. Let me read verses 6 and 9. Numbers 14 and 6 and 9. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes, because they heard this evil report, and they just rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through, I don't know what they saw, but we saw something different. You know, they saw giants, but we saw a land flowing with milk and honey. And we saw, you know, here, listen to this. He said, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. See? And the Lord, you know, say, if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land just like he promised. And he will give it to us. A land which floweth with milk and honey. Now, if God promised you something, you don't believe it, then you will not inherit it. All those people that didn't believe it, they did not enter into the promised land. They perished on the way, except those that believed it. Now, if the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into the land flowing with milk and honey. And, you know, we will possess it. And then he told them, he said, only rebel, you know, not against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land. Don't be intimidated by the land or the problems that you see. See, now listen to what he said. He said, for they are bread for us. We're going to eat them for lunch. Amen. Yeah. Now that's some faith. You know, the other people saw giants and so forth. But he said, these people are nothing. We are going to have them for lunch. They are bread for us. Amen. Their defense is departed from them because the Lord is with us. And that's the same faith by which David, he went up against this Goliath. He said, well, you can be huge. You can come up with spears and all of these things and so forth. But you have defied the living God. And I'm going to bring you down today. Praise you in the name of Jesus. So now that is how you go up against, you know, that Goliath and so forth. Now, notice that it is not by might, neither yet by power. Turn with me to Psalm 44. Psalm 44, verses 3. Psalm 44, verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Now, these people that went in, it wasn't because, you know, he was there by their power, but they had their faith. And the Lord, he went ahead of them. See, they neither got it by their own arm, nor by their own strength, or their right hand, and so forth. But, or by their strength, but by thy right hand. Is the right hand of the Lord, and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. And David said, verse 5 of Psalm 44, through thee we will push down our enemies. See, now David, he knew how to do it. Through thee we will push down our enemies. Through thy name we will tread them under that rise up against us. Amen? Amen? For I will not trust in my bow, neither will my sword save me. And so forth. And he said, in God, verse 8, we will boast all day long and praise the name of the Lord forever. You know, now, do you know that the Lord is able to push down, to help you push down all the things that, you know, come up against you and so forth? Now, some of you may not be able to do it, you know, like, you know, the rest of, you know, the siblings of David and Saul and all of Israel, they couldn't do it. But there was one David. He knew how to do it. Now, so if there's anybody here this morning, you know, and you are like those people that are afraid, and you don't see the victory, all you see is the problem and all of the chaos and all the challenges and the giants that are in the land and so forth. Well, there is going to be deliverance because there is a David here this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I believe like David, I'm going to pull down some giants in the name of the Lord this morning. That's right. You know, so let's watch and see what the Lord is going to do. You know, I'm not going to back down from that devil at all. Psalm 60 and verse 12. Now, this is for somebody here this morning. Through God, we shall do valiantly. For it is he that shall tread down our enemies. You know, that's the Lord. He will do that. And that same thing is in Psalm 108 and verse 13. The same thing that we just read is in Psalm 108 and verse 13. He said, through God we shall do valiantly. And he it is that shall tread down our enemies for us. And so forth. Romans chapter 16. And verse 20. Romans 16 and verse 20. He says, and the God of peace. Well, we know his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. The God of peace. What is he going to do for you? See what he says. The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. I dare say, if some of you will believe this morning, it will start this morning. The Lord will bruise that devil under your feet this morning. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Yeah, he's going to bruise his head. You know, we already have the victory in the name of the Lord. See, because the Lord said, you know, when he sent them forth, he said, you know, he said to Moses, I read it to you, but some of you probably didn't catch it. That's what he said to them in Numbers 13 verses 1 and 2. He said, send them to the land which I gave them. So he already gave them the land. See, but he's just telling them to go check it out. But they wouldn't believe, see, because they had fear and unbelief and so forth like that. But God already gave you. God gave you already some promises, but something is keeping you away from it and so forth, you know, and all that. And I began to think in my heart and so forth, you know, there's this song we say, we are able to go up and take the country, to possess the land from one place to the other and so forth. Though the giants may be on our way to hinder, God has surely given us the victory. How many of you believe that is true this morning? And I was thinking about it. I said, Lord, you know, how do you go up against a giant? You know, and some of you may have different giants. You know, if you're a young person in this morning, you know, maybe finances is not your issue. You know, if you're very young, like maybe if you're 8 or 10 years old, you may not know what even $1,000 is. You know, and so forth. So, in varying degrees, based on where we are in life, you know, those challenges may be, you know, they are all different. And the giant that you're facing this morning may be different from somebody else. Maybe yours, sir, is an incurable disease. Oh, yes. Those can be giants too. Because the doctors can give you up. They can write you a bill of bad health and give you some few months to live. And they can say that you have cancer or you have this and that and so forth. We've seen that all the time. You know, so that could be a giant in your life. Or maybe you are looking for something from the Lord and the devil says, you're not ever going to get it. You know, perhaps you are looking for a baby and so forth. The devil says, you're never going to have a child. You know, and so forth. So that may be a giant in your life this morning. Or perhaps you lost your job and you're looking for work. And the devil tells you, you're never going to amount to anything. You know, you're just going to be in that same situation and so forth like that. So the devil has that Goliath. He's just prancing around and so forth, terrorizing you all over the place. And then people are cowering, you know, and say, well, you know, we can't go up against him. There's too many challenges. And I began to think, I said, Lord, how do we do this crusade in a place like this? See, because, you know, I know how it works here in the United States. You got to be, you know, well known and so forth like that. Other people wouldn't even come. See, and so forth. And I was thinking about it, and that's how this message came. And then the Lord told me, you know, that you got to go and help some people with this and so forth like that, you know. And so you can see the promise, or you can see the giants that are in the land to hinder you and so forth like that. And the same thing happened, you know, a couple of years ago when we were to start the ministry and so forth. There were giants all over the place, sir. You know, things that could not be done and so forth. But by the grace of the Lord, amen, we pushed through, and the Lord, he made us climb through and so forth like that. He pulled us over, you know, and all that. And I made up my mind. I always say, I got my mind made up. What? You know, I got my mind made up. You know, you better get out of my way or I'm going to bulldoze through you. See, because if that devil, he stands in front of me, by the grace of the Lord, I'm going to push him down. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, I don't know if you're afraid of the devil and so forth, but I'm not. Jesus said, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. That's in Luke 10 and 19. And nothing that shall by any means hurt you. I'm not afraid of the devil. Are you? Well, if you are, you know, well, you know, like the children of Israel, they were afraid, but God's going to send a David down. He's going to pull down that giant for you this morning. Well, maybe I am that David this morning. Because the Lord said to me, well, you pulled down some giants this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I've already experienced it. I tell you, you know. I tell you, this is for real. I experienced it. You know, I went in the spirit and I pulled down some giants. You know, because this battle and the battles that you face, they are spiritual. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. You see, those children of Israel, they were looking at Goliath in the physical. When David came, he looked in the spiritual. See, he said, no, this is not a physical thing. He has gone to defy the name of the Lord. So David, he transcended from natural into spiritual. And that's how he won, you know, got the victory. You know, so I want you this morning to transcend the natural. See, I want you to look into the spiritual because you are seated in heavenly places in Christ. You are not going to be seated. You are already seated.
Hallelujah.
In heavenly places. Amen. You know, and so forth like that. It's not that we are going to be seated. Well, you know, if you are new this morning and you don't know the Lord, maybe you are going to be seated. You know, but if you come in, give your life to the Lord and so forth like that, then he will give you an abundant entrance into the kingdom of God. And he translates you from darkness into light. And when you are with the Lord, you are already seated in heavenly places. You know, you say, well, how does that work for my situation? Well, it is very simple. You have a challenge this morning. Something that the devil told you you cannot accomplish. Maybe you are trying to go into business and so forth like that. And there are giants in the land and so forth that make it look like you cannot do it. Well, you'll never be able to do it if you fall for that lie. It is a lie of the devil that tells you you cannot. You've got to say like Caleb and Joshua, we are able to go up and take the land. And these people are bread for us. I'm going to eat him up like a lunch. See, you've got to look at all the challenges in front of you. Now, to do that, you've got to have that power of the Holy Ghost in your life. See, otherwise the devil may have you for lunch. You know, the Bible says there were seven sons of Sheba that tried it one time. The devil almost had them for lunch. You know, they said, well, you know, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. The devil said, Jesus I know. Paul I know. But who are you guys? The devil wanted to have them for lunch. But if you have the power of the Holy Ghost in your life, you can have the devil for lunch anytime. The Bible says, these people are bread for us. We're going to push them down in the name of the Lord. We're going to go through. They're going to bulldoze. Amen. You're going to have that mentality this morning. And the Lord, you know, the scripture was read this morning. He said, the Lord, and he walked. And I was back there. I was listening. I said, well, that will go right with the message this morning. Because he came out here, the brother, and he read the message and the scripture. He said, I will go before thee, and I will make straight the crooked place. Now, he didn't know what I was going to preach. And he said, I will cut asunder at the gates of brass, and I will break in pieces the bars of iron. Oh my. And I said, wow, that will go with the message this morning. The Lord will go with you this morning, and he will give you the victory. And just in case you still don't think, you know, you can do it, well, I'm here to help you this morning. Because David, he stepped in when all the others were cowering. You know, he stepped in. You know, David, he knew his victory because he'd already been in the presence of the Lord with praise and worship. You see, that's where your strength comes from. It's in his presence. That's where you get the strength. Well, I've already been in his presence. You know, and I know there is victory for some people here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And in a few minutes, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for you. And don't walk away and not get your victory this morning. Now, remember, you know, even though the others could not get the victory, David got the victory on their behalf. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So we're going to get the victory for you today. One may chase 1,000, but two will put to flight 10,000 this morning. Now, if you're having some difficulty putting to flight the situation in your life, we're going to help you this morning. Amen. Praise God. But if you have the power, and if you have the faith, you can do this on your own too. Any time that the devil tries to threaten you, you know, with all of the things that are, you know, going to confound you, that you cannot succeed and so forth, all you have to do is remind that devil that the Lord, all he needs is the base things of this world to confound the mighty. He doesn't need power and strength from anybody. He just needs your faith. Praise the name of the Lord. He will take the base things of the world, the little things and so forth. You know, just like it took little David to confound Goliath. So this morning, how do you slay a giant? Well, first, you get in the Lord's presence. Oh yes. David, he got in the presence of the Lord. And he knew how to walk that faith. He knew how to walk that worship. That's right. Nobody like David in that Bible. Even the Lord himself testified of David. He said, a man after my own heart. See, he knew how to walk that praise. Now, if you know how to walk that praise, if you know how to walk that worship, when you begin to get into his presence, the Holy Ghost begins to swell up in you. The next thing you know, boy, oh boy. Say, I can go up against him. Say, though an host should encamp against me, in this will I be confident. Though armies should be right up all over me, I will blow through them. See? I said, I don't care. So I'm going to blow through them. That's what David said. They may be around me swarming like bees and so forth. He said, but I'm going to blow through them. Say, I will run through troops. I will climb over walls. I've got the power of the Lord. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Stand to your feet this morning. Now, do you have the power of the Lord? Can you blow through the troops like David? Well, if you can't, we're going to help you this morning. Is there a giant in your life this morning that is tormenting you? Kind of like Goliath was tormenting the children of Israel. Well, if you have a giant this morning, I don't care where you came from this morning, it doesn't matter. You are in the presence of the Lord. And it doesn't matter what your situation is. You know, even if you things look down right now, it is only temporary. There is always a bright time. There is always a bright side. Praise the name of the Lord. That's right. You know, the Lord, when he created in the beginning the light and the darkness, he put a limit to each one. There is no way that night can go on forever. Amen. The night can only go on so far. And at some point in time, the day must break. Amen. That's just the way the Lord ordained it. There is no way that your situation, no matter how grim, can go on forever. Amen. If you believe it, the Lord can begin to change that this morning. Praise ye the Lord. Now, if you want some prayer of deliverance now, and don't forget, see, I am going to bring part of this message on Friday, how you can get financial independence. And I'm not going to teach on, you know, give money and get this. No, that's nonsense. I'm going to bring it to you the way that the Bible gives. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. We don't use any gimmicks here to get your money and so forth like that. Give if you want to. That's your business. But the Lord will bless you if you give. See. But we're going to preach the word of God. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So if you want to know how to succeed in business, in life, in everything, have financial independence, never be in debt, and all these kind of things, you be here this Friday if you have any faith. See? And then God is going to change your lives. But this morning, if you want help, I will pray with you this morning. You say, well, you know, I've had a situation for a long time, and I just can't get the better of it. It's like the Goliath that's terrorizing you everywhere. Well, we want to slay that giant this morning. Amen. How many of you can say amen to that? Oh yes, I feel like slaying some giants this morning. That's right. I feel like pulling down some strongholds this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now I'm going to invite you, if you want that prayer. Now don't worry about me and so forth like that. You know, I'm just his voice this morning. That's all I am. But it is really the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that does the works. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. But I, as an ambassador of Christ, and you too, anywhere you are, as an ambassador of Christ, you can do the same works. So today, representing Jesus, I want everybody to say represent. That's right. I'm representing him right now. So I want to challenge everybody. If you have a need that you want the church to believe with you this morning, I want you to step out into the aisle and come out here and let's believe the Lord together. Come on. Come out here and let's believe the Lord together. You have those giants in your life. You know, I don't do this in every service, you know, but whenever I do it, it's because the Lord asked me to do it. And there is an anointing for every service that is different, you know. So if you believe this morning that the Lord, he can pull down those giants for you. Oh yes, I want you, and they're coming. They're coming this morning. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, they are coming this morning, all over this place. They are coming. And we are going to pray the prayer of faith. Now, see, all I've got to do is believe what he and do what he told me to do. And he'll do the rest. See, and he said, you know, go up this morning and speak the words that I will give you and pull down some strongholds and slay a few giants. Amen. So I'm going to slay by the grace and power of the Lord this morning. Slay a few giants. And boy, you know, we're going to push back and the Lord is going to bruise Satan under your feet. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to begin to praise the Lord right now. Those of you who are here in front, just lift up your hands and begin to praise the Lord. You already have faith, otherwise you wouldn't come out here. The reason you are here is because you have faith. So don't let the devil tell you that you don't have faith. You know, and so forth like that. If you didn't have faith, you'd still be in your seats. But you came out here because you have faith. That's right. And the Lord is going to make a difference in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Young man, come up here. What would you like the Lord to do for you this morning?
Well, I've been going through a lot of stuff through school and just trying to maintain school.
That's right.
And I don't have a job. I've been struggling for a year since I've been out of California. Since I've been out here in those sticks, I've been struggling for a job. I've been struggling and going to school. I got midterms I got to go through for automotive school, and I just can't get through them because my giant is growing. The more I hurt,
your giant is growing. But you believe the Lord Jesus Christ can save?
Yes, I do.
And he has got a power to help you this morning?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'm going to give you the short version of the gospel. Because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Not anything else. So I'm going to give you the short version. The short version is this. Jesus Christ came to die for our sins.
Yes, he did. Yes, sir.
And if you believe and you receive him in your life, you confess your sins, you can be a child of God.
Amen.
Amen. And I know you've got some, you know, some knowledge of God in your life. Right? You got some knowledge of God in your life. But you want the Lord to help you this morning.
Yes,
have you ever had an opportunity to turn your life completely over to God? See, you can't have it both ways. You cannot control your life and then expect God to help you control it. You got to give it up. Are you ready to give it up to the Lord this morning?
Yes, I am.
He said, yes, I am. How many of you can say praise the Lord to that? Well, that's why we come to church.
Amen.
Praise God. Now lift up your hands, young man. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, you, Lord, you sent us. You said, preach the gospel. Turn them from darkness to light. And make them to come into the fellowship of the kingdom of Christ. That they might receive forgiveness of sins. Father, Lord, I pray for this young man. Let him receive an understanding of the gospel this morning. That his sins might be forgiven him. And bring him, Lord, from darkness unto light. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Do you love Jesus?
I do.
Oh, he said, yes, I do. Say it so the people can hear you.
I do love Jesus.
I love Jesus, he said. Praise God. Lord, Father, Lord, take away his sins. And thank you, Jesus. Now, that unclean spirit, the unbelief, and so forth like that, the fear, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, help him, Lord, in his situation. He's talked about the job, the school, the midterm, and all of these things that he's facing. And he said, my giant is growing every day. But today, in the name of the Lord, I command the giants that have terrorized his life, in Jesus' name, I command you to bow down to the name of Jesus. Now receive the name of Jesus in your life. Receive his name. 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 At the name of Jesus, every knee and every giant must bow. Bow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, give him grace. Give him understanding. Hallelujah. And let him have the victory. Thank you, Lord, for the light. Give the Lord a hand clap, everybody. Praise God. Woo! Man, I feel the anointing. Boy, I've been to church this morning already. Oh, my. I'm going to pray for everybody this morning. I don't care if it takes me the whole day. What do you want the Lord to do for you?
It's to give me more faith and obedience. And for my financial breakthrough, it seems like it's lingering.
Well, she says, give me faith and obedience, financial breakthrough, and it's lingering. Well, you have to be here this Friday. Faith come here by hearing. I'm going to teach this Friday how you can be financially free. But if you're not here, then it's up to you. You know. But I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, move for her, Lord. She said obedience. Now, obedience is a wonderful thing. How many of you know that? Through the disobedience of one man, sin came into the world. You know, if there was never disobedience, there would be no sin in the world. So obedience is a wonderful thing. She wants obedience. Lord, give her the obedience, the spirit of understanding and obedience, and help her, Lord, with her finances, and give her the grace to come and hear how she can be free even this weekend. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Give her the grace and strengthen her family, her situation, her finances. Give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God, sister. Wonderful testimony you gave this morning. What would you like the Lord to do?
I have a 2-year-old that before he was born, God gave me the name Elisha, which is a prophet. 2 months ago, he was diagnosed with autism. And the two of them just don't match.
Amen.
I choose to believe the testimony of the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Is he here this morning?
No, he's not here.
She's praying for... And that's your 2-year-old son, right? And the Lord gave her the name Elisha to give to the child. But he's been diagnosed with something that is contrary to the scriptures. Now, how many of you know that we must believe the report of the Lord? We cannot, you know, and that she's not the only one here this morning. And some of you have heard and received some different diagnoses and so forth from the doctor. But she said, I choose to believe. The report of God, now lift your hands up, sister, and let's believe the Lord together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Elisha this morning. Turn it around in Jesus' name to the testimony. And he said, it shall turn to the Lord. Yes, Lord, turn it around to the glory of God, that which has been spoken concerning the child. The doctors have given him up for autism and so forth. In Jesus' name, we reject it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We reject that spirit of autism in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, thank you, Jesus. You brought her in here this morning for a reason. And Lord, today I come up against that Goliath. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have defied the name of the living God, Elisha. That is the Lord, our salvation. Lord, that you will be the salvation for Elisha. You will be the salvation for our sister. Amen. And she will receive the good report.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for turning around.
Lord,
oh yes, a two-year-old cannot, you know, it's too early. And she said, you know, the Bible says your children are holy.
Amen.
If you believe the Lord.
Amen.
So we cannot, we reject that for that two-year-old. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Father, we rejoice today in your salvation.
Amen.
Give the Lord the praise and the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Wow, what would you like the Lord to do for you?
There's just been one area in my life where he's already told me what he's going to do, but it's still unbelief. I'm still fighting for control, even though I need to give it up to him. So.
There's an area that she wants to give it up, and the Lord's already told her, lift up your hands and let's believe the Lord together. Do you know that the Lord, he's able to do it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father, Lord, give her the victory,
yes,
in this, even in this area. Let her be able to turn it over,
hallelujah,
to you completely in Jesus' mighty name. Give her the victory, Lord. You've already told her what you are going to do, Lord. Let her believe the word of God. Hallelujah. That word of God is self-sustaining. It will sustain itself. Whatever he said to you, the word will bring itself to pass. He said that it might be fulfilled, which God spoke. So God will orchestrate events to bring his word to pass in your life. You don't worry about it. Just believe it. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
I just want you to pray with me in the area. I'm believing God for victory.
Amen. She said, she's got a silent request. She said, pray with me in the area that you are believing God for victory. Are you signing together or are you together in this request? Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, will church believe with us?
Yes.
Amen. The Bible says, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything, let's believe the Lord together. Father, Lord, this giant, we rebuke it and command it to bow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we don't care what anything has been. The Lord makes all things new. And this area that they are believing God for, Lord, we thank you because you have done it. And Lord, we give you praise and glory, Lord. This day, June the 22nd, Sunday of 2008, Lord, you have done this thing and you've turned it around for them. And we give you all the praise and glory, Lord. And Lord, I know they've been believing you, Lord, and so forth like that. But the Lord has chosen this day to bruise the devil under your feet in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, Lord, work this miracle, Lord. And glorify yourself, Lord. And let your name be highly exalted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. What would you like the Lord to do for you, sister?
I need a touch.
Oh, she said, I just need a touch. You just want the Lord to touch you? Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. She wants a touch. I'm going to ask the Lord to put that fire. That's right. You know, the Bible says, you know, I wish that you were either cold or hot. But if you are lukewarm, I don't want any part of that. You know, so, Lord, she wants a touch from you, Lord. Put that fire in her soul. Ignite that flame in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And everything that she's believing the Lord for, Lord, Father, we thank you that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that she can ask or think in her life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, touch her this morning, Lord. Let her feel that fire in her soul and in her spirit. In the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed be thy name, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Blessed be thy name, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Are you standing in prayer, sister?
Yes.
What would you like the Lord to do for you?
I want to thank God for what he has begun in our lives. There's a lot on our plates right now that I cannot even articulate in words. But I want God Almighty to perfect the work that he has begun.
Amen.
A lot of things have started falling into place.
Amen.
He knows the desires of our hearts. Mm-hmm. Giants have arisen.
Amen.
But we have proven that we serve a living God.
Hallelujah.
And that God Almighty will perfect his work. That we believe God Almighty for a good report.
Amen.
This week.
Amen. She said the Lord has already started some things for them and so forth. But you know, some giants that are rising up. You know, you believe the Lord gave you that message this morning? Says some giants are rising up against us and so forth, but we are believing the Lord. Will anybody believe here with us this morning? Father Lord, we believe for them and with them in the name of Jesus. She's thanking you, Lord, and we thank you with them, Lord, for what you've already done. And that which the devil has raised up his ugly head, we command his head to be crushed.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And this week that you are going into.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes.
The Lord, even my God,
Amen.
Before whom I stand, he will make the way for you this week.
Amen.
That's right. He will cause you,
Amen.
Hallelujah, to see the victory.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And all that devil raises up, the Lord will crush him.
Amen.
He will give you the victory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give them also wisdom, Lord, in all things that they need to do and so forth like that. And Lord, every snare that the devil will set before them and
Thank
so forth,
Jesus.
In Jesus' name,
Thank
they will be
Jesus.
Clean escaped.
Amen.
He said, the Lord shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler.
Yes.
The Lord will not allow you to fall into any snare concerning all that is in your heart.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. Oh, yes. What would you like the Lord to do, sir? I'm coming over there, enemy.
There are some things that we are happy in the family, and at the same time, there are some conflicts, some things that we don't want.
Yes.
I want the Lord to remove those conflicts in the family.
Amen.
And also, there is something we are believing with the Lord has started, and we want the Lord to give us a full joy.
Amen.
And what he has started, I have to finish it.
Amen.
Very soon, that is what we are believing for.
Amen. Praise God. He's got some challenges in the family. He's thanking God for what God's already done, but he's believing God for greater things. There are some things that God has already spoken to him, and he's believing. Brother, I want to ask you this morning. Just like those people, there are some people that believed the giants, but some other people believed that the land was full of milk and honey. And they said, we can do it. They are bread for us and we can eat it. Now, you believe the Lord is with you, right?
Exactly.
Exactly, he said. Praise God. Church, let's believe with him this morning. The things, Lord, that you have done in their life, he's thanking you for, and we thank with him. The things, the other things, the conflicts that he's spoken about, Lord, in Jesus' name, give a resolution to the glory of your name, Lord. Father, pull down all those oppositions and those conflicts and so forth. And let him have peace in his family. Let him have joy in his family concerning every part of his family and over all his children in Jesus' mighty name. And all the promises that God has already given him concerning this promised land for him. You know, the Lord brought you here, brother. And he gave you some promises. And I don't care what the devil has told you. Believe the Lord and so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets. And so shall you prosper. Lord, let him believe the Lord with all his heart. And so shall you bring to pass the word which you have already spoken for him in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord will go before you and he will make straight the crooked places. We cut us under the gates of brass and break in pieces the paths of iron. And he will pull down every giant in the name of the Lord. And your name, Lord, will be glorified in his life. We give the Lord the praise and the glory. And the church said, Amen. Amen. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Amen. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
I would like to pray for Michael J. Fox.
For what?
For Michael J. Fox. He's very sick and he needs a lot of prayer.
What about you?
I'm alright.
You alright? Would you like prayer?
I would like to pray for him.
I know, I'm going to pray for him, but would you like prayer for yourself too?
No, I'm alright.
You alright?
Yes.
You just want to pray for Michael J. Fox?
Yes.
Alright, well, we'll pray for Michael J. Fox. Say he's sick and he needs a lot of prayer. Lord, we pray for Michael J. Fox. We pray, Lord, that you bring salvation into his life. Now, that's the best prayer that anybody can pray for anyone. Bring them, Lord, to the knowledge of Christ. And this young man that's praying for somebody else too, Lord, we pray that you give him the knowledge of God in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for his concern for somebody, for another human being. And we pray, Lord, that his prayer for somebody else will return even unto him as well. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Now, you are standing together.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, you're last in line, but not the least. Amen. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
Yeah, we are trusting in God to give us direction and breakthrough.
Amen. Praise God. Now, so that message was for you too.
Yes.
It's kind of like, you know, he brought you in and then he told you the promised land, but the giants are on the way. So you can choose what you're going to believe. You can believe the giants, or you can believe that we are able to do it. Now you're going to believe that you're able to do it. All right, praise God. Lift up your hands this morning. Let's believe the Lord. Come on, church. Let's believe the Lord together with them. Father, in the name of Jesus, he's praying for direction. He's praying, Lord, for sense of purpose and so forth like that. Give them wisdom in this land, Lord. Now, remember, he said, they got not the land in possession by their own power, not by their own arm, but the right hand of the Lord. Now, you remember that, brother. Don't you ever forget it. Everything that the Lord is going to do for you in this land will be by his right hand. And it will be by his power. And don't you ever forget it. He said, it is the Lord thy God that giveth thee the power to get wealth. So you remember him at all times. Father, Lord, work a miracle for them. Establish them in this land, Lord. Let them see the milk flowing. Let them see the honey flowing. Let them not see the giants, but let them know that they are able to go up and take it. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, push down, Lord, all the giants and all the strongholds and all the difficulties in front of them, and make their way to be plain, Lord. And as you have brought them into this land, oh God, establish them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Establish them. Establish them in Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. Now, I want that couple also, you know, you be in the series that we are going to teach, you know, this Friday concerning, you know, how you get your financial independence and true prosperity. Now, you don't want to miss that when we start on that series. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise God. Everybody love the Lord this morning. Let's stand up and give the Lord a big shout of victory. Hallelujah.